Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Welcome back to Inside Europe. We're back again in the heart of the European Parliament in Brussels. And joining me are three MEPs, Marcus Pritzel, Deirdre Clune, and Stephen Wolfe. Now, the German elections were a surprise to some. Some perhaps expected it. But effectively, the top line is Merkel weakened by the result, particularly looking for now to form a coalition in government which won't be as strong as what she had before. Marcus, let's go to you. Did you honestly expect the result that came out? Particularly for the AfD?
Absolutely. I think AfD missed to have a much better result, even, because of internal problems and because of a campaign that was a bit problematic because of internal problems.
A bit problematic would
be a bit
of an understatement, surely.
But this is, maybe too special for the people in the UK. But, of course, I expected a strong outcome for AfD. It was pretty clear that the CDU and the CSU would be a lot weaker than before. It was pretty clear that Martin Schulz for the SPD couldn't make a better result. The outcome is very interesting because the CDU, the former so-called Conservatives, can form a coalition with the socialists. The socialists have refused to form such a coalition. There is another option. That means the CDU-CSU, together with the Liberals and the Greens.
This is the Jamaica option, is it?
The Jamaica option.
Yeah.
I can't think of any reason why they should do this, because the Liberals have tried to be somehow right-wing populists as well during the campaign.
But haven't the Greens been in government before?
Not last time. They, mm-hmm. Of course, they've been in government with the socialists before, but not last mandate. But the Liberals can't explain to their voters or a large share of their voters how they can be partly right-wing populist, but then go into a government with the Greens.
What's your definition of right-wing populist?
Mm. Well, I'm a good one.
So what is that? Just for you, because you're labelled in the UK and the UK press as a right-wing nationalist party.
Well, I'm not a nationalist.
So you'd reject that label of the AfD being a right-wing nationalist party?
Well, there are nationalists within AfD. I wouldn't label myself as one. There is a wide definition of what is right-wing populist. I see another one.
Well, yes, is right-wing populist anti-immigrant?
Say there is a distinction between some of the stuff coming out of the AMD and even at its worst, some of the stuff that came out of a UKIP day, which has a particularly bad soundbite.
Yeah,
there is a quite clear definition. So you would reject being called a right-wing nationalist?
I'm definitely not. Mm. Well, it is partly. This is why I'm going to leave the party by next week, because of many other reasons as well. But this is one part of.
I want to grab onto that. What's going to happen to the AfD, do you reckon? Your party seems to be, and perhaps you can elaborate on this, completely split now. It's managed to become the third largest party in Parliament. I mean, is it going to be an effective voice at all? Or is it going to be become just a fractured, infighting political organisation?
Well, we have 94 MPs in German Parliament now, and whatever party they're going to belong to, they'll be a strong voice against what Angela Merkel means to the German public. And it's going to be very interesting. If we're going to see Angela Merkel as the new chancellor anyway, it's not sure.
Should she resign?
It might happen. Because
but do you think she needs to... her resigning is a necessary component of achieving a coalition which is going to be able to deliver anything?
I think the only option is a coalition between the socialists and the CDU.
Mm. And do you think Merkel resigning is a necessary part of that, from your...
I can't think of the socialists being part of a government with Angela Merkel. I don't think this is going to happen.
Right, so therefore she would need to resign as a component.
Maybe this is going to be the reason why she resigns.
OK, well, let's look at the bigger picture stuff, because Germany is obviously a powerhouse within Europe and European politics. Merkel was indeed, and has been, a significant figure in European politics. Deirdre, did you expect it? But more than that, do you think that Merkel is weakened to the point of, you know, German involvement and influence in European politics and policy is going to be significantly less now?
Well, Angela Merkel is a member of the grouping. I'm on the EPP, European People's Party. Yeah. So we had expected, because I've heard from colleagues who were campaigning that their vote was dropped, particularly in the last 2 weeks, and that AfD vote was increasing, so our popularity was increasing. So we had expected that her perceived majority wouldn't be as clear-cut. I still think that Angela Merkel has a very strong role to play. Well, from my viewpoint and what I see around, she's a strong role to play.
Europe sees her
within Europe, because I think she's very important for Eastern Europe. She's very important in that bridge between Russia, the Eastern European countries, certainly led by Poland, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, all the Eastern European countries. I think she's a very strong link, and there is a gap there at the moment. I think there is an East-West gap, and that Angela Merkel can be
Should be staying for the benefit of...
For Europe, yeah, from my point, I think she should. Yeah. You mentioned, obviously, she's been weakened at home, and we'll see where the coalition talks go. But I had thought that Martin Schulz went into opposition to re-establish the SDP rather than... I didn't think it was related to any individual like Mrs. Merkel, but it was just to re-establish themselves. So going into coalition with Angela Merkel's party again, or any other leader, doesn't get over that fact for them.
I mean, regardless...
It's not Martin Schulz anymore.
No.
It's Gabriel now.
Yeah, well, thing I...
Yes.
Regardless of what... You know, the AFP wants to label itself right-wing nationalist or whatever. Undoubtedly, the anti-immigration sentiment was a very strong factor in your campaign, and indeed, some could say a very strong factor in your performance. What does that say then about the idea of freedom of movement in Europe, coming particularly because of the situation in Germany now? Stephen, perhaps. Let's start with you. You know, is the idea of the indivisibility of the four freedoms, particularly regards to freedom of movement, really under scrutiny and pressure now?
I think it's incredibly under stress. Look at the history of where it came from. The idea was that essentially six, and then a little bit later a few more countries of similar economic levels was able to create trade, and one of those aspects was to have people flowing through that. But as you started to expand the European Union, the disparities between nations in terms of their economics, and also then the ability of their educated elite to move to countries of greater wealth, thus creating further disparities in those countries, created the pressures that Marcus talked about, i.e. rich countries now had to distribute downwards. And that then was added, what I've always regarded as Merkel's monumental madness, to open up the borders of Germany and effectively parts of Europe and create the pressures by which you have Slovenia, Hungary and Poland having really big, strong arguments now. But look where Europe is now. Europe has a speech in the State of the Union, backed by Marcus Weber, the head of the EPP, of saying now we can't have African economic migrants coming over, that we must close the borders, that we must send people back. So the argument has shifted from freedom of movement to protecting the borders of Europe.
Steve, aren't you, freedom of movement in European terms, we talk about the single market, it's about freedom of movement of European citizens.
Yes.
And the migrants, economic refugees, or refugees who may come from war-torn areas, that's a different question completely.
Absolutely.
They're two separate issues.
And should them, be. As
but the migrant issue from outside Europe was the issue in the German elections, which I'm meant to believe anyway. So that was it. So freedom of movement of European citizens is still very strong. It's important, and it's one of the pillars on which Europe stands.
But I think
and it's really important.
The crossroads,
absolutely.
The crossroads
so there's
of this.
A difference.
The crossroads of this came probably about five, 6 years ago when you saw the freedom of movement starting to clash with economic migrants coming in. And it's very, very difficult for 27 or 8 nations to be able to have these open borders, not all of them, because Schengen doesn't apply to everybody. No. But of course, once you start saying Europeans can settle, as soon as you brought lots of other people in who have the rights to move, that's where the tensions rose.
And there was no solution to that.
I want to come back, Marcus, I want to come back to the politics of it, because naturally, you know, Germany's influence with regards to freedom of movement will inevitably be, you know, a result of what's happening domestically in the politics, and that is dependent on the performance of the AfD to some extent as being this opposition party, third largest party in parliament. I mean, is the AfD actually going to last? Because from what we've seen, you know, people seem to be fragmenting and leaving already. Is it actually going to be a sustainable presence, or is it going to fizzle out? This is what I really want to know. Is there anything really to this hype?
I think the party is going to work as an opposition party. I don't believe it's capable of being a part of any kind of government in the future, because I don't believe it is able to establish as a party that is able to form the future.
Is it going to be coherent in anything? Because we have significant splits, and as you've said it yourself, there are elements of your party which you might want to distance from, but have got a significant amount of media attention. In very far right circumstances. You say that as a. Do you accept that there is a presence of the very far right in your party?
There is a wide range of political views within the party. Yes.
I mean, are you? Because for Europe, it's a very fascinating. Are you ashamed at the fact that you have some people claiming to represent you who have?
Well, yes. There are people I don't agree at all. This is the reason why I think to have a range that wide within a party makes you unable to be to try and do something about the future.
The party was an effective parliamentary party then.
As an opposition, you can it is very easy to be an opposition within a parliament. That is very easy.
Yeah.
Because you can always point at somebody and say, what you did was wrong. Well, easy. Usually it is wrong somehow. So it's very easy to be in opposition. And this is going to work for AfD. But in politics, you should at least try to achieve more than be the opposition. You should try to form something for the future. And I can't see that AfD is able of doing that, because the wide range of people within the party makes it impossible, as you said before.
Mm. Right, OK. So just a quick then yes or no from the table. Fundamentally, the idea of freedom of movement, when it was a key election point in terms of the anti-migrant sentiment within the country, within Germany, do you think that the future of freedom of movement is particularly secure in Europe? If you just give as brief answer as you can.
I believe not. It needs to be readdressed, and actually I think it needs to be suspended for a while until they actually get the systems in place.
I believe the freedom of movement inside the European borders is sacrosanct and has to be protected.
So it will in reality,
and that the policing the external borders is the key to it.
Is the key. Marcus?
If we secure the external borders, freedom of movement within the European Union is not a huge problem, but that's something need to fix. It's not going to work.
And on that common ground, we'll leave it there. Marcus, Deirdre and Stephen, thank you very much.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.